Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Emily Fisher. I'm the chair of this year's stewardship campaign, and I'm also vice president of the church. I like a view from up here because I can really see you all together. Right. I find the singing together with a group to be really energizing. Singing like that is one of my favorite things, actually. And this year's Pledge Drive theme was something that Jed, I think unwittingly, inspired when he said one time in a meeting that he was hoping to get the whole church in the choir. He's doing pretty well with that. But it reminds me of the first times that I was consciously aware of that special kind of togetherness in a group. It was when I was on the softball and basketball teams when I was in high school. My team would make a great play, or occasionally we even won a whole game. What a feeling when we were clicking together. My teammates and I were so close, so united, and so happy just to be together. It also reminds me of when I got to sing with a chorus for a few years during college. We got to create such fantastic and beautiful music in majestic settings. The college chapel was absolutely gorgeous Gothic building, and often we were accompanied by an orchestra. I will never forget how fantastic it was to be a part of that chorus when we sang the whole Messiah. Maybe something similar can happen in lots of different ways for each of us. In both cases, for me, it was as if I had become part of something beyond and bigger than my individual self. And really, isn't that what we do here? I often think about the words that are read after our words for reflection every week. They're actually taped up here on the podium. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one. The common life that makes of the many one seems like another way to say all together now. And all together now is our theme, and we're starting our campaign today. This is the time of year that we have to swallow our embarrassment and all that cultural baggage about what we don't talk about, and talk about money. The money that each of us as individuals or as families give to support the church's annual budget. Stepping back a little, when we began the long-term thinking process about 18 months ago that we're calling the strategic vision for 2018, the number one objective on the list of things that we wanted to do to fulfill the church's mission was involve everyone in financial ownership. This objective did not bubble up as number one because raising money to support ourselves is the most important thing that the church does. It was number one because we assessed that that objective was the one that was the closest to having been fulfilled. Over the past few years, the congregation, you, have made great progress in involving everyone in financial ownership. Our members now generously support our outreach collections. That is something that was completely unheard of until just a few years ago. We can be very, very proud of the way that our outreach collections share our resources throughout the Nashua area and beyond. Also, I believe that we have a consensus that we should preserve and grow our endowment. To protect the endowment, we have to be sure that we don't use more from it each year than is prudent. In order to do this, we have also made great progress in funding our annual budget with pledges by greater and greater percentages over the last few years. This is real progress. What I see as the next step in involving everyone in financial ownership is to be very upfront about telling you exactly how much the stewardship campaign is trying to raise. This is an approach, it's new, a new approach. So here goes. The executive board has set a goal of $240,000 from pledges for next year's budget. The board thought about this goal very carefully. It is admittedly ambitious. It is about 10% more than we raised last year, and I believe we can do it. We are going to involve everyone by keeping you informed of how we're doing as the campaign goes along. That brings me to some very good news. Our campaign is already off to a great start. Some members of the executive board and other church leaders who agreed to pledge early have already pledged a total of $93,200 towards our goal. Now, my Vanna White. She also created the logo for the All Together Now theme, which you will see in your pledge materials. Thank you very much, Carol. And just look at how well we're already doing. Please do your part. That starts by picking up your pledge envelope in the hall outside the dining room after church this morning. The envelopes are orange. A hard to lose, remind you of dining room chairs kind of orange. Inside the orange envelope are a number of things, including this color brochure, which was created by Lori Goodman. This brochure has a chart, which we call the giving guidelines. This includes suggested pledge amounts, which are tagged to your annual income, broken down in that way. Please look these over. And for people who are interested in this, we also have a colorful pie chart that was created by Mike Wilt, which shows how we spend our money and where we get our money from, front and back. And then finally, the blue sheet. Contains your pledge form on this side, and on this side, details and a ticket for what may become an annual event, our raffle for a parking space on Sunday morning, a close-by parking space just over here in the grocery lot. Everyone who submits a pledge by the deadline, which is a month from today, March 15th, will be entered in that raffle. And here are already some of our raffle entries. And we'll be drawing that raffle after church on March 28th, so please do participate because it's a great prize. So, your part, at least, read the materials, think over the ways in which you value the church, and return your pledge form as soon as you can. If you have never pledged before, or if you have questions of any kind, you can talk to a number of people. You can talk to Steve, Sherry Woolsey, Mike Wilt, Laura Goodman, or me. So what's on tap for the coming 4 weeks of this stewardship campaign? I think it's going to be fun. The choir has special Together This Music planned for every week. Special thanks for that to Kathy Grossman, Jerry Davidson, and Jake. Along with our usual great Sunday morning programs, there will be speakers from the congregation sharing their stories and telling you why they value this church. We always love it when people do that. Carol Ann Thorpe will lead us in an all-church art project starting next week. I'm going to make sure everybody gets involved in that. And on March 28th, we'll end the campaign with a special celebration during coffee hour. I hear it will involve cupcakes. In the meantime, there are opportunities galore to get together during March. The orange flyer in your order of service lists many of the things. I'm sure there's something for everyone in there. So everyone join in. All together now. You say it.
All together now.
Thank you.
All right.
And I encourage all of you to capture the spirit of this. That was really good. I had a wonderful gathering at the Hedges home last night to initiate this, and you see what the result is. So just help get us the rest of the way.